Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much indeed, Chairperson. We are grateful for the opportunity to take part in this second meeting of the Intergovernmental Working Group. Cuba would like to define some of the issues that are addressed in elements 4, 5, 6, and 7. First and foremost, we would like us to have a clarification in the document on the functions hired by states and those which they cannot. We believe that in the case of the use of force and direct participation in hostilities, these are functions that could not be hired by states, by PMSCs. We also believe that the document should focus on these services carried out by PMSCs in order to establish a regulatory framework based on those services. Turning now to granting immunities and prosecution, we believe that the contracting states must not establish any type of immunity or prosecution for security contractors operating abroad, and territorial states should not grant these immunities. We believe that this is an element that needs to be borne in mind when setting up this regulatory framework. Furthermore, we believe that contracting states in the contract must include all safeguards so that accountability is made possible, and so that the protection of human rights is granted. Lastly, we would like to draw your attention to technologies, new technologies, that is, and actions in the field of cybersecurity when it comes to jurisdiction and cooperation among states. We believe that this is an element that must be present in the instrument that we are going to create subsequently. Thank you very much, Chairperson.